I am going to demonstrate Super LiDAR, L-I-D-A-R, which is
notification and action center from Dropbox.
The iPhone 12 Pro or the iPhone 12 Max. I'm going to open the app. And I'm going to hold the phone with the back camera facing away from me, so the face of the phone is facing toward me. It has the LiDAR equipment built into the back of the phone. So, and it makes a tone which changes as you get closer to things. It gets lower as you get closer. So I'm going to first just kind of spin around a little bit.
Door at 4 feet.
Now if I spin some more.
Window at 6 feet.
I'm going to spin back around and find the door. What it's doing, the further away from walls I get, the higher the pitch gets. Okay, see if I can find that door again. I'm real close to something. I don't know exactly where I am because I've been spinning around. Oh, okay. Now I do.
Door at 14 feet.
That's my elliptical. I don't want to bump into that.
Ceiling at 11 feet.
Ceiling. Ah, I was accidentally pointing the phone up and it told me where the ceiling was. I have no idea how accurate it is. I think it said 11 feet, which I find highly unlikely. Let me try it again.
Ceiling at 3 feet.
That's probably more like it. I think I can actually reach the ceiling here.
Ceiling at 0 feet.
I can't quite reach it, but almost.
Ceiling at 3 feet.
I'm going to walk toward the door, see if I can do it without killing myself. You're going to hear the pitch get lower, almost to a growl.
Person.
And there's the door, and it said a person, but there is no person here. The door is closed. Okay, so I just spun around 180 degrees. Let's see if I can get it to find a chair. Let's see.
Table at 3 feet.
There's a table.
A person.
There's no person. There's a seat at 1 feet. I found the seat before it found it. So it does find some things quite well and other things not as well. Now it has, I'm going to stop this beeping. It has three modes. It has all, environmental, and person. I don't find much difference. If I set it to all or I set it to person, it still will find a person. So if I... let's see, if I point it at myself, let me start it again first. Okay, now I'm going to point the back mic at my face.
A person without a mask.
And it says, a person without a mask. I put a mask on and tried to get it to say that I had a mask on, and it kept saying, a person without a mask. But before, when I did it, it worked. I don't know if it has something to do with the low lighting in this room or what, but it is not 100% reliable. But it is a work in progress, and I think there's a lot of room for growth and for having it eventually become a very useful application.
You said that had to be on the iPhone 12?
iPhone 12 Pro and the Max are the only two phones that have LiDAR on them.
Jerry, besides installing the app, was there anything setup you had to do as far as the hardware, like the light, actually the LiDAR itself? Is there any settings in it with that?
No, there's nothing that you have to do with that. There are three round things on the back of the phone. I believe one of them is the camera, and they're sort of in an L shape. One's the camera, and I think the other two relate to the LiDAR, although I don't really know what the function of each one is, but there is no setup at all.
I would assume that would be a pretty big drain on your battery. Is that the case?
I have not used it for a long period of time, but I would be willing to bet you are absolutely correct.
Jerry, have you tried it outside?
I haven't actually tried it outside. That would be interesting. I really have not. I just haven't done that yet, but I will.
Yeah, I was thinking as you move along sidewalks or things like that, how useful it might be in terms of navigate, you know, navigation.
Yeah, it really surprised me that I had so much trouble getting it to tell me when I put my mask on, because earlier in the day, I did a previous practice recording. And on that one, as soon as I put the mask on and then pointed it toward me, it said person with a mask on. So I don't know why it wasn't willing to pick that up, because it was the same mask. And I made sure that my mouth and nose were both covered with it, but it still didn't detect it.
It's kind of surprising that they used the low tone for close proximity, because I have a perception association with high tone, with sort of like more warning, pay attention. Not the low tone.
I'm not sure why they did it that way.
When it was saying person, I was wondering if it was, I was reflecting off of something, say a window or something, and it was maybe seeing a shadow or seeing something like that.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I also wondered if it was seeing a picture on the wall, but I know there are no pictures on my door. So maybe you're right. Maybe that's what it is.
I think maybe the reason that the tone's lower is because they're using a light detector that raises the pitch of the tone. So as you get closer to the wall, there's less light. That's the only logical reason that I can think of, because I agree it would have been nicer if they'd done it the other way, but it may just be that it was more difficult to do, you know, with the hardware. So they may have just way they did it.
I would think that with any light probe, it could be set up so that the tone got higher as the light got lower. And vice versa. I don't know.
Given the fact that photocells usually work to lower the resistance, and with a voltage-controlled oscillator, as you lower the resistance, the pitch is going to get higher because the voltage increases. You could probably do it, but it would take more circuitry to make it happen. So they probably went for the simplest. And given the fact that they're probably using things in the phone to get this done, you know, that may have been a constraint that they didn't have a whole lot of choice about.
Jerry, how does it do like with open doorways?
It's hit or miss. Same thing with objects. I got it to recognize a coffee cup. It just said cup. I think it can recognize a bottle sometimes. Sometimes it'll call a door a window if there's a window in the door. And it doesn't seem to recognize stairways at all. I tried it both at the bottom of the steps and the top, and it just didn't say anything. Well, when I did it from the top of the steps, I was facing the front door, and it said door, but it didn't say anything about that flight of steps I was about to go down.
What if you pointed your phone toward the ground when you were approaching the stairs? Would that make a difference?
It didn't the time that I tried it. Theoretically, one of the things that you could do with it is if you really wanted to know how high your ceiling was, you would lay the phone on the floor, and it would say ceiling 9 feet or whatever. And I think probably in an open area, it's pretty accurate with that. But the reason it said 11 feet, I realized later, is because I was holding the phone not straight up to the ceiling, but diagonally. So it made it look like it was further up.
This reminds me of the time when I was doing some work over at MIT, and I got to play with a flashlight device that was a sonar device that would vibrate in your hand. And after a couple of days of training, I could identify a table, a chair, and a standing person, and that's about as good as it got. And we all wished that it would get better over time. Listening to your demo, it doesn't sound like it's a whole lot better than what I played with. I don't think that app is quite ready for prime time.
Well, I'm not sure that's an accurate assessment of it. It is in its infancy, but that doesn't mean that there isn't great potential. And who knows, maybe with the next iOS update, they'll update it and it can do more, but who knows?
Actually, I was in some conference between 3 and 6 months ago. The guy at Apple who was sort of in charge of this particular, in terms of product accessibility products, was talking about LiDAR and how it's opening up a lot of opportunities with AI, and he specifically mentioned being able to use it to detect products and all that stuff. So just wanted to support what you just said, which is this is very new. The fact that LiDAR itself is new in the iPhone, the Pro and the Pro Max, basically makes it possible for them to start developing applications for people who are blind and visually impaired. So I would say even this here, it's almost like just the beginning. They are now going to start working on making it relevant to our needs. So
when Jeff was saying that it wasn't as advanced as his test flashlight, they probably didn't at that time have the volume of pictures in the AI databases of objects. So I think those object databases are getting better and better, and the AI is getting better and better, so that as things go along, probably in a couple of years, I think this is definitely going to get better as we get more identification of objects and get better at it. Because if you look at this now and look at where we were 2 years ago with some of the first apps, we've even made some large jumps.